you born?
I was born out in Braddock, Pennsylvania, and June 11, 1928.
1928, so I got you by a year. Yeah. About what age were you when you got started in music?
I was age of
about 8th or 9th grade?
Yeah. The 9th grade, so I was around...
About 12, 13.
About 13 years old.
Yeah. Did you study in school?
Yes.
What school did you go to?
I studied... I started out there in Braddock Junior High.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's when I studied there. Then I studied, and when I went to go to Braddock Junior High, we moved here to Homewood.
Okay.
And then I went to Weston House.
Right,
yeah.
With McVicker.
Yeah, Mr. McVicker. Yeah.
Everybody in this area was touched by
it. And it was... what I had thought about playing, but I wanted to be a saxophone player.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to play. So out there in Braddock, the old Braddock Junior High School had burned down. They built a brand new school, and they must have, the government must have funded them.
Yeah,
for a lot of money.
Yeah.
So when they funded the school, they gave them all these instruments.
Right.
And they just gave anybody that wanted to play, just come down.
And
I was, you know how kids, I was out playing. I seen these kids with all these instruments. I said, wait, say, just go down to the school and whatever you want, you know, they'll give it to you. So when I got there, all they had was left was trombone, tuba, and drums. I ain't want to play no trombone or tuba.
Yeah.
So I took the drums. That's how I got started in the drums.
Yeah. A lot of times it happens, you know, it's not really your instrument of choice.
Yeah.
It's what you're given.
Yeah, that's right.
When you were down here at Westinghouse, who was in school with you around that period of time?
Peter Henderson was about a year behind me.
And Jerry Elliott.
Yeah, Jerry Elliott and his brother.
James.
And let me see.
Was Frank? Frank was in.
Yeah, Frank was there too. Yeah, he was down there.
Buzzy Wren and saxophone player Buzzy Wren. He used to live up here on Susquehanna or somewhere in this area. I think he went to Westinghouse.
Yeah, I don't remember him, but but them was the ones that I remember.
And did Grover come through there?
Yeah, Grover Mitchell. Yeah,
right,
he was during that time.
Grover.
And
I'm trying to. How about Gilbert Duncan? Does that name ring a bell with you?
Trying to think who else was up there. Grover Mitchell.
Fritzy was a little later.
Yeah, Fritzy was he was later.
Yeah, a little later.
Yeah. And he went to Western High.
Right, after I left there.
And I'm trying to think of who else.
Let's see. Well, Nelson is much later too. Because it was, you graduated what year? About
46.
46.
Yeah, I graduated in 46.
Okay, because. Okay, because Dalton and that group, did Adolph go down there too? Adolph Cook? Was he down there?
Yeah, Adolph, I forgot about him. He went there, but Leonard Knowles, he lived on the hill, I remember him.
Leonard Knowles?
Yeah, the piano player.
What about Sonny Nolan? Was he out in this area?
No, I don't remember.
Okay.
No, he was not here.
But there's a lot of talent in this Liberty area.
Oh yeah.
Through Westinghouse.
Yeah, you right about that.
Because in fact, Sherman Robinson and Struthers. Remember the drugstore on.
Stu,
I think didn't he call him Stu Struthers?
Yeah, I remember him.
Because he played alto.
Yeah,
but they may have been a few years behind you coming through school.
Yeah, I remember him. Because I remember the Struthers. All of them had good hair.
Right. But Stu, I never really heard him play, but I mean, I would see him around.
And
he was, you know, always around things.
And Calvin Falk, I think he went to Westinghouse. You remember Calvin, the
trumpet player?
Used
to be with Walt. Did anybody else in your family play?
No, I was.
You started it.
Yeah. Well, what it was three boys and three girls, and my mother and father. And me and my father was the only one in the family couldn't sing. anybody else could throw down, man. I couldn't carry a tune across the street. Yeah. So my mother used to always tell everybody, she said, the reason why Joe started playing the drum, he wanted to get in the act too, and he couldn't sing, so he started playing the drum, you know. But my sister, she played piano, but she didn't, you know, play it as a
professional. Yeah, yeah. Did you, when you were in high school, did they have, the cadets and that kind of,
They had the, up at Westinghouse.
Yeah.
They had the cadets up there, the swing band.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
But I had gotten into that, but I had to get out of it because I was about 16 or 17 years old, and I was playing every night.
You were working.
I was working,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Who were you working with?
They came here and got me and picked me up. I tell you, one of the guys was a baseball player. What was his name?
Allen Rankin.
Brown. No, he lived here in Homewood.
Clarence Collier, somebody like
no,
that?
No, what was it?
Orrington Hall?
No. Oh, he was a nice guy.
Bass player.
Him and what was back there? way back there.
I know.
There.
Yeah, because that's in the 40s. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was going to ask you, did you play, you know, before you joined? You weren't in the union then.
No. Right. And then the first big band I started playing with was Lynn Gloucester. We started at the Ammon Recreation Center.
Okay.
And then we was playing around, and that's when we got in the union.
Stoney got
on. Yeah, and Stoney was teaching us.
Right,
yeah, yeah.
Right. But you were high school kids.
Yeah. And George Childress, because he was going around to make sure that you had the union card.
Well, when you were doing those, with the high school group, what kind of money were you making?
Oh, biggest money out there, I think it was like $50 or $70 for a whole week.
Just whatever.
Okay. And then they had like a floor show.
Right.
And I don't know whether you remember Gypsy Rosalie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
She was something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That girl picked up a... I wish I had half the money she picked up with her pussy.
Yeah. because that was the thing in those days, was floor shows and cabarets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you had to have... you had to have a singer and a dancer. And at Cornell Cooper, I did a lot of things with Cornell Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and... that's good. When did you join the union?
Let me see. They was down on Wiley Avenue when I joined. Let me see, 46,
about 47, 48?
Round about 47, 48 when I joined.
Before you went to, did you go to the Army?
Yeah, I went to the Army. I had joined before I went to the Army, because when I went to the Army, I wanted to get in the band there. But by me, I also put down a musician, and then by me, working on cars, mechanics, and they were short of that.
Yeah,
they sent me there. Yeah. I was in the service for 2 years, and at least 13 of those months I was in school.
Right. Yeah. Right. Where were you stationed when you?
I was stationed in Camp Polk, Louisiana. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. When you went in, where'd you go to induction?
In
Fort Meade.
Fort Meade, Maryland.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I went on Washington birthday, 51.
Right. Yeah. Did you play anything at all? Did you play when you were in the Army?
I didn't get a chance. All I done was just went around and sat in. And over when I was over in Germany, it was like a guy's head, you know.
Mm-hmm. Just a little pickup.
Right. And we went, you know.
Was there anybody over there that you, you know, was from here that had any kind of contact?
No.
You knew from Pittsburgh? Mm-hmm. Nothing like that. Yeah, okay.
But I will never forget Lynn Gloucester, because that was the first big band that I played with eight of us.
Do you know who I was in that band with?
It was Lynn Gloucester was the leader. Then it was a guy named, his brother got this here store, the San Marco Station on Webster and Aaron Avenue.
Oh, yeah. I know you're talking about.
Lynn Gloucester and Stewart was on trumpet. the light-skinned guy, Armstrong.
Oh, was Jim on, Armstrong.
Yeah, was on, yeah, on tenor.
Yeah.
On tenor. And what's his name? The dark-skinned guy, little guy played...
Sonny Starks?
No, not Sonny. This was Sonny. Oh, this was after... Yeah. What is his name? But he played the tenor. Because me and him and Armstrong, and it was... What is I know that guy's name? His first name was Luther. I can't think
Luther
of
Chambers?
It.
Chambers?
Yeah.
Okay. See, because I know of him. But
Yeah,
Chambers. I know that name.
And
right.
See, back in them days, it was drugs and all that among the musicians. But I didn't, you know.
Yeah.
And what I couldn't understand, Luther, well, you know how you remember different things about musicians. We would be going on a job, and he wouldn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, all he would say.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't understand it. He said, I was holding on this string and I ended up on the wrong end.
Right.
And that's all he would say.
Yeah. Well,
he had some
problems. Yeah.
Because I had heard, you know, things, but like I said, I didn't know him.
Yeah.
But I knew of him.
But when he was there, he was good.
Yeah.
Cotton.
Oh, Cotton. Abdu.
Yeah, Abdu. That's who I was thinking of. Abdu.
That's another one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's who he was with us. There
right.
with Len
right.
Block.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
He was solid, yeah.
Well, when did you get hooked up with Lawrence Humphreys and them?
Well, Lawrence Humphrey, after I was with Len Gloss, then I left Len Gloss, then what was I playing? Somehow I got hooked up with Lawrence.
Lawrence and Teddy.
Teddy, yeah. And we played together.
Yeah, because I worked with you for a while.
Yeah.
With them.
Yeah.
You were a drummer with us before.
Yeah.
Them, you know.
And then after Lawrence, then it was this guy from, I don't know whether you know, remember him, he was from Lord Washington. His name was Bernie. And he played trombone. Yeah, he played trombone. You remember him?
Oh, no.
He was a little short, dark-skinned guy. But
played trombone.
Good. Yeah, he was good. And this guitar player... from the hill, he was good. Chad, did you remember?
Chad Evans.
Yeah, Chad Evans.
Because I met him through Art Nance.
And then it was for years, me and King Edward.
Right.
And the piano player was very sensitive. They call us the Three Kings.
Mahon?
He was a bit, but he could play. King of, good as I know that died. Well, anyways, we was at Taylor's for years.
Right, down on the hill.
Yeah.
Because I remember, you know, working with you, with Lawrence and Teddy and them, and that was early in my, you know, because I hadn't been in too long.
Yeah.
And I remember you from that period of time, and then it just seems like. Because you, I knew you were busy.
Yeah.
And then I got with Joe Westray.
Yeah.
You know, I started working with Joe and Bob Story. You remember them?
Yeah. Well, you remember when with this when the big bands was coming out? Will Hitchcock. That's when they was moving up to like 15 and 16 people in the band. And I was with Will Hitchcock.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then when Faye White came, he came and bust Pittsburgh wide open.
Well, he's from Bama State.
Yeah.
In fact, I have one of his sons, I happened to talk to him last week, and he said something. He wanted to know that they're trying to dispose of Faye's music, and he didn't know, you know, and I was going to call him and see if they wanted to give it away.
Because
I know...
He got...
Yeah, I know he's got it. See, because he had his horns, he had his horn stolen before he died.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, somebody was telling me that that had happened to him. But he had one son that played trumpet, and the other one played, I don't know whether he played trombone or guitar, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Because they had a little group, this was like in the mid-70s, they had this little group, and I met the trumpet playing son, you know.
Uh-huh.
But with Faye, like Hitchcock, and Donna Woods.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that's the band I wanted to be in so bad, man. Because when Donna Woods had his band, then Lynn Glosser, I was with Lynn Glosser.
Yeah, man.
But I wanted to be with Donna, man. But Cecil beat me out on that.
And it, so you joined the union about 47, 48?
Yeah, right about that.
Did you frequent the club a lot in those days?
I mean, yeah, and also we had meetings.
Right.
Yeah, we had union meetings. And I was real active.
Active. Yeah. Did you ever serve on any committees or
no?
See, no ops or
see, nothing? What it was. The whole time I was working in the steel mill, okay. And then I was going to school,
right.
and pretty tied up.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. So.
Did you have any the older guys? How did you feel the treatment was towards you as a young musician coming in? You know, how were the older guys?
The older guys.
Brown.
Yeah, and yeah, they treated, you know, us fine.
Yeah.
And I tell you another thing, reason why me and Cecil and a couple of us got able to get in on the ground because the war was on and all the old musicians had to go to the war. That's how we got in.
Right.
If it wasn't for that, I don't know when we
It would have been a while.
You're right about that, man.
Were you ever involved in any kind of traveling, you know, even around the tri-state area, you know, like in Ohio, you know, Dayton, Toledo, Akron, anything like that, or down to West Virginia?
Well, only time that we traveled was a couple times when we was with they, and then this guy... Bernie the trombone player, he got a lot of jobs out of town,
okay.
But they were just like one night stand.
Yeah, you just
we come right on back.
Get on Student Hill or something like that. I know even with Joe, we used to do that.
But I never just left here on the road.
Were you ever on the road with any bands?
No, because after I got in the steel mill, I just settled for what I could get here.
Did you Did you ever take any private lessons, you know?
Yeah, I took lessons from Art down on that left.
Who was his last name?
Oh, I don't know. All I know is Art, but he was good.
Yeah.
He was really good.
And what's the other guy? Fabrizi was one of the drum teachers.
Yeah.
And Joe Harris, the other Joe, I think he studied with Hammond.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guys at Hammond.
I studied with Art.
Yeah.
And then it was a guy that worked at Volkswagen, when Volkswagen was down on Liberty Avenue, he played. He was the drummer, but he was the house band there at the Stanley.
At the Stanley Theater.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And he was, and so when
right.
I was, when
yeah.
he seen me was in
yeah.
there, then I took a lesson on him.
Right,
yeah,
right.
yeah.
You go to Stanley a lot? You see them?
Anytime
when the bands came in town.
Oh, I was back there.
But you're talking about good days.
Oh, man, them bands used to come in there, man.
Yes, sir. I stayed all
and, day. And I realized the drummer that was with Count Basie, I forget his name, man.
Joe Jones?
Not Joe Jones. I forget his name, but it wasn't Joe Jones.
Okay.
But he was
He
was something. And but he got so that, well, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Count Basie said, when he said rehearsals start at 3 o'clock, he meant 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
He don't mean 3:30.
Right.
And I heard on the grapes that he kept on being late. And Count Basie said, I don't need you.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Do you know Kurt Young? Do you remember Curtis that was around here? Well, no, because 46 was when that's his last active days. But he's an old drummer. An older guy, he got connected with the Board of Education, and he worked for them. He went into the janitorial, because he was at Westinghouse. He probably was at Westinghouse during the time that you were going to school there.
Uh-huh.
Because he said he was there when Fritz and him, because he just started into the Board of Education.
Uh-huh.
But then he worked himself up to the president of AFSCME, you know, that the union of you know, municipal employees.
Oh, yeah.
He's okay. An old drummer because he played, he did a couple of things with Basie, and he played back in the 30s. Did you ever hear anything about, do you know anything about the WPA bands that they had around here?
Mm-hmm.
That's just a little bit before
that
time.
Yeah, I didn't hear nothing about that.
Well, he was part of that because as a kid, I remember him because we had a string group that used to come down my way. Like mandolin, guitars, and ukuleles, and so forth like that. But they were all, it's the government, and they were funded the same way we do our transcription jobs, you know, for the union.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's, they would go and play, and they would be paid by the government.
Federal
subsidies.
Yeah.
And they had a concert band and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Curtis, and a few, Stanley's dad,
mm-hmm.
you know.
He was
in one of their bands, you know, and things like that. And you never went on the road, so you don't know nothing about no carnivals and things like that.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, and I played with Leroy. You remember Leroy Brown?
Yeah.
I played with him
for a while. Yeah.
And that I played with him after he had he was playing bass.
Right. Yeah, that was near the tail end too.
Yeah. 'Cause me and him and the guy had the thing at the Hill House.
Horace Turner.
Yeah. Horace Turner was
playing
with him.
Did you ever play like in and out of the grill a lot? You know.
Nothing steady there.
You never worked there like on a regular basis.
No.
How about the Hurricane? Did you ever play in the Hurricane?
Only time I played in the Hurricane, it was this was some time ago.
Mm-hmm.
One time. Something happened. I don't know. They need a drummer. Jimmy Smith. It was one weekend.
Okay, did his drummer.
Yeah, something was happening,
And guitar from Thornell Schwartz.
Oh man, yeah. that was something.
Because Jimmy Smith, Bertie really helped to promote him and put him on the map.
You're right about that.
Because that was home for him.
Yeah. Because I was down in New Orleans one year on tour of Mardi Gras,
mm-hmm.
and he was playing down
right,
there, and
right,
I seen
right.
him down there
yeah.
in New Orleans.
Yeah. Did you, you never studied harmony or theory or anything like that?
No, all I done was just took drum lessons. From, and that I never did go, you know.
Right. Were you ever in, like, other than Lynn Gloster's band, were you ever in any other... Like just a rehearsal band, just guys get together and just rehearse, you know, and hope and pray that we can get a gig next month or 2 or 3 months from now.
No, everybody that I was in, we was working.
Yeah. Right.
And the only thing that didn't last when I was with this violin player and Duke Sproul and the bass player, but that was something different,
man.
Because this guy on the violin, he was terrible, man. But Duke just didn't get the pull that, you know.
Do you know about what period of time was that?
Let me see. Because we had moved. I was at home with then.
Could it have been around 1950?
Let's see. 50. It was later than that. I'd say about maybe 54 or 50.
Oh.
54, 55, because I had been to the service.
Right.
Was out of the service then. Yeah.
Because I thought that they, I know it was Tommy Souls and Joe and Fritzy, and I think, Sam Johnson was in. Remember Sam Johnson?
Oh, yeah. Play
piano, because he was in one of those early
Eddie
groups.
Johnson was the guy I was trying to think of.
Because I thought of that, because he had a bad leg.
Yeah. Right. Me and him and King was there.
Okay.
Eddie Johnson. Yeah.
He used to do solo work.
He was good, but he was so temperamental.
Yeah.
If he would be sitting there, say we was on a gig, and just say me and you were sitting here, and if he wasn't here, if he couldn't hear, he swore up and down we were talking about
it. I know. Because he had a complex.
I
know
he
you're talking about.
He was good. Yeah.
And then because when you mentioned King Edward.
Yeah,
you know. Then I thought of him, but I, you know, I said,
yeah,
"Wow,
yeah,
we'll see how it goes."
We made money down there.
Yeah. When you did you find that most jobs that you played, were you being paid union scale or above? I mean, was there any time that, that you were being cheated out of your money and you had to have the union come in and intercede for you? Do you recall?
No, because every time, well, at that time, the leader went in, he got the job, and he knew what the what the union wages was, and so that's what, plus he negotiate for the 4 hour wages and plus transportation
was included
in the whole package.
Right.
Yes.
And that's,
so
that's
we never had no trouble with getting paid or anything like that.
And you never had George him come around on your job,
no,
in your pocket.
Yeah. Well, George, he would always George got mad at me because I had picked me up a little bad.
Okay.
And what happened? What was the the lady that played piano,
Ruby.
And I
Ruby.
No, this she was big time, and her husband played the bass fiddle.
Oh, Shadina Walker?
No.
Alice Brooks?
Her she was a chubby guy, and her husband played the bass. Oh, what is this? She went all around.
Shadina Walker?
Was that? No, that don't sound like it. It was something, and, she was real popular.
Oh, you talking about Jewel,
it was a group, some people I know, mm-hmm. that had a club from Braddock, mm-hmm. I was one thing, so they hired her in,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when they hired her in, well, the group knowed me,
so they
and they hired me to play for
with them.
So George Childress figured by me being, down at the Lord, I shouldn't have got that gig, and he tried to throw me off of that. That was the biggest run-in we had ever.
Yeah.
I said, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, man.
Yeah. Here's an opportunity for you, and he's kind of
you of it. Yeah, because I was,
one of the boys.
Because that's
heard,
the only thing I ran into, that I had against anything in the union.
Right.
That was my only
Jim Baldwin used to come on. He was a business agent, too.
But he never did bother the Childress or something,
Did you, when did you stop being active, with the union?
Well, what happened was that I got hurt, and I got a disability.
Disability, okay.
And see, and then what it is, that the type of disability, they didn't want to give it to me, because I've been on total disability ever since 1975.
Yeah, right.
And the Social Security said with my age and education,
watching,
they didn't want it. And when I pleaded with my, I couldn't do nothing, and they didn't want to give it to me.
Right.
And so after that, that's when I just,
Because
I fought, because they submitted to psychiatrists and everything.
Yeah.
Because the thing, what made me mad, Chuck, is that, did I ever show you one of my cards was a drummer musician?
No. Let me see it. did you, about what year did you stop, being active with the music and the union and so forth?
I think it was,
Was it after the merge?
It was about a year before the merge.
The merge was 65. So mid-60s, we'll say.
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we had, when the merge came up in 65, I think around the early 70s, because we had 6 years on the merge agreement, and in the early 70s we found out that they weren't complying, so we had a court case, and we had that group called BMOP, Black Musicians in Pittsburgh, and I don't recall you coming around.
And then a couple of times after, I had paid my dues, but I just wasn't active.
When the club moved to East Liberty, were you pretty active?
Yeah, I was active then when they took over Joe Brown's nightclub. That's when during that time, that's when Faye Whiteley was here.
Yeah,
I was in his band then. And that was another, which was right.
Mm-hmm.
The guy, they had a band that played at the club all the time.
Yeah.
And this
guy's
drums were set up, So they figured we were all musicians, but we was on rehearsal, so I was getting ready to bring my drums in and set them up. So they said, no, I don't think what's the name, just because all we're going to do is rehearsal. So I forget the guy that knows the drummer, called him at his house and said,
"You better come on down here." Ain't that this? Yeah.
So he came. I forget who it was, but he went up. So then we, you know, I said, "Well, I'd never do that again." I said, "Which I can understand technically, but I mean, if you're all musicians, if it had been me, I wouldn't even open my mouth."
The same situation down the grill, Ernie Harris, you know, Ernie Davis had his drum set up on it because he's working with Mike Taylor, and he was late coming in or something, or one of them Fridays at the Hill House, people was there, and Richard Taylor came in to play, and he walked in and don't play my drums, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I wouldn't
even go off like that. When you